Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Thank you for your precious people. We honor you, dear Lord, for your precious word. We pray that, Lord, your people will never be the same, but you impact us with the word of the living God. We honor you. We exalt your word above ourselves, above our problems. Lord, we honor you even in your word this moment. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to continue to speak on the subject we started last week. Into a subject I've entitled Look and Live.
Now me pese ye can be ekosise na tenasi.
Last week we looked at the bigger picture and I broke the message into two. There are two ways of seeing life generally and your life in particular.
Na ye wakoye huo mienu a ye tumi edihu ababo se di obi abano eni se ni awoso ube wodie.
The first way is God's viewpoint and the second way is man's viewpoint.
Ye di kan ye se ye sho ya ababo wo se ni onyami hu ye fa eni se da ye sho ni se ni onipa ehu ni fa.
I call God's viewpoint of your life the bigger picture.
Na se ye kredi anka ni onyami ehu ababo fa nenu ni foni kesie.
And man's perspective of your life is the smaller picture. God gave us the Bible that we would see life from his viewpoint. In other words, we will see the bigger picture.
And
it is necessary to have God's viewpoint about life and about your life in particular. That is why you have the Bible. Say after me, I have the Bible. Let's just say it, I have the Bible. So that I can see things the way God sees them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now when we come to church, we should give you the bigger picture. Because the bigger picture is different from the everyday perspectives of life. And it is not easy to see the big picture in the day-to-day vicissitudes of life, the troubles of life. All that you see is your trouble. And you get forgetful that God is up to something in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants us to look at Jesus. How does God see you? What is the bigger picture about your life? Let me show you some few things. Number one, God sees you as perfect in Jesus Christ. You are perfect in Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 14. What is God's viewpoint about my life? God sees that you are perfect in Jesus. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 14. For by one offering he has perfected forever. By one offering on the cross. When he died 2,000 years ago. The Bible says that he has perfected past tense. Forever. Perfected
forever. Those who are being sanctified. Who are the people who are being sanctified? It's talking about believers. The Bible says that you are perfect forever. Because of what Jesus did on the cross. And that is the way you must see yourself. Because when you see yourself as perfect forever, you will believe that you are perfect forever. And you induce the grace of God to come to your side. And you activate the Holy Spirit to transform you into what you believe. That is why you must believe what God believes about you. That you are perfect forever. Perfect forever. Perfect forever. Begin to see with the eyes of your heart. And get an induction of grace for you. I see it coming into your life in the name of Jesus. In Luke chapter 10, verse 20.
Look at some part of the teaching.
The apostles did a mistake that Jesus corrected them. They went out casting out devils. And when they cast out the devils in the name of Jesus, the demons were going. So they came back to report to Jesus what happened when they went to do the crusade.
And now the catcher Jesus said, Jesus, you go crusade, you go with the people.
These 70 disciples said that, Lord, look at verse 17. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name.
Now, I'm going to say, yes, you say, yes, you.
Look at what Jesus tells them in verse 20. He affirmed what they experienced. Now, in verse 18 and 19, but in verse 20, he found the need to correct them.
Now, chichemudunu, or shall say so what little woman.
So he said, you have experienced something wonderful practically in my name. Demons were going and all that, but nevertheless,
now I said,
do not rejoice in this. That the spirits are subject to you. In other words, do not rejoice in an activity. Do not rejoice in an occurrence or an activity on this earth. But rather rejoice. Tell the person sitting by you, but rather rejoice. Because your names are written in heaven. What does Jesus mean? He was telling the apostles, rather the 70 disciples, that don't rejoice in practical works, like casting out devils in the name of Jesus, that you were used by God in a powerful way, you are doing gargantuan things on this earth for the Lord. He says, I don't rejoice in that. I rejoice in the spiritual position I have placed you. I will say it again. The source of our joy is not in our practical words, what we do for the Lord. The source of our joy should be in the spiritual position He has placed us in Him. What is your spiritual position in Jesus? You have a spiritual position of health. I came to prophesy to somebody that you are not sick. And that is how God sees you. You are not sick. Don't rejoice, ask me, I am healthy, I am this. Rejoice in the spiritual position of health.
Hallelujah.
That Jesus Christ
Hallelujah.
Gave to you.
Hallelujah.
The greatest physician says that you are healed. You have a spiritual position of favor. It is not true that you have bad luck. I said to somebody, it is not true that you have bad luck. It is not true that your family is bad. In Christ Jesus, God sees you as highly favored. Highly favored. That is your spiritual position in
Christ.
You have a spiritual position of love. God does not hate you. People do not hate you. Don't let anybody give you the impression that people don't like you. People like you. Sometimes you try to do that even in the house of God.
But
I care for you more than some other people. Don't let anybody put that bondage upon you. Because people care about you. Do you know the people who are praying on their knees for you? Do you know the people who are sacrificing their sleep in order to bless your life? You are loved. Because God loves you. I said you are loved. And that is how God sees you. Don't put affliction on yourself that God has not put. He says, I look at the cross. When you see the cross, you see that Jesus was rejected. So that you will be accepted. God turned his back on Jesus. Face you and you say, come unto me. Don't let anybody give you the impression that nobody cares about you in this church. Because you are the beloved of the Lord. You have a spiritual position of victory. Don't harass yourself for nothing. You are victorious in the Lord. Don't wait for people to come and pity you. I do not pity anybody who is a believer. Ever since God opened my eyes to see some things, I stopped pitying myself. I stopped pitying other people. I won't come to you and say, No, go and read the word. Go and read the word. What has God said about you?
Yeah.
And nobody must join the devil to make you feel that as for you, you are unfortunate. You are not unfortunate.
Yes. Now, and now when you be on my own,
I cannot help it but be on the Lord's side. Because if God comes to stand here talking to you right, not through me, He will tell you, my daughter, I have overcome. Don't you know I've conquered? Don't you know that you are blessed? Don't you know you are more than a conqueror? Don't you know that I care for you? That is the word of the Lord to you. You have a spiritual position of prosperity and protection. Don't feel scared in this world. And don't feel scared for any believer. Because God is up to something in his life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants us to see the spiritual position we have in him and to rejoice in that.
na wonya me pese ye hu susu mu ba bia ye wo e wo ni mu na ye ma ye ni je.
Because as we rejoice in that position, we are affirming the cross. We are looking at the cross.
Hallelujah.
And God says that wherever there is death, you are going to get grace inducement.
Hallelujah.
You are going to activate the Holy Spirit. You are going to believe yourself. Because when you see, you intensively acknowledge and spectate the fairy serpent, you can't help it but to believe.
Na ne bomu ne se e ma wu jie di na wu ba bia wanya me pese odi usi ene ba bia di wasi na wu jie di na te se wu hwe asenya no wu hwe owo no te se mose bo so no na wanya me e beyi bere ni yaw ni nyina afi wo so.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
God sees you that you are fully forgiven. So why do you afflict yourself with the sins of your past?
Na onyami hu se wado boni achaw dada. Adanti na wote wona de bia wodwe se efie di boni bia woye no eda so atatao.
Are we true Christians?
Ana so Christopher mapa.
Are we followers of Christ?
Na ye Christo chidifo ana.
Oh, are we followers of David?
Ana ye David achifo.
Are you a follower of Moses?
Na we ye Moses chidini ana.
Oh, you are a follower of Christ?
Ana we ye Christo chidini.
Oh. We are fully forgiven in Him.
Ephesians
7.
Ephesians 4.
He says, in Him we have redemption through His blood. And the forgiveness of sin. He didn't say in Him we will get forgiveness of sin.
Now
he said in Him we have it. Because the sins were put upon Him on the cross. So God says, Hebrews 8:12, I will be merciful to them.
Now,
just because I put a punishment on somebody, so I will show mercy. I cannot be unjust to punish Jesus and God punish you. I came to suggest to you, it is not God who is punishing you for anything.
Na na me kan se wo nya me se o twi asumye ni biom esa se wo de yebo ni so so twi ni nyina egu Kristo so eno ti me nya sa dwi ni biom de bia da se wo Kristo ni.
Otherwise he will not be a just God.
Na ya kan me sa de na nko o ye nya me a wo di mo kwa.
Why do you punish the same sin two times?
Na de na bo ne ba ko anipa na ye no wo twi na sum pre mu.
That is why the Bible says that he is just to forgive. He is just to forgive. He will show justice. I punish Jesus. Why should I punish you if I am a just person?
And it's a Bible say why you mukofunya me. So what Jesus wasu, I will ban you. I don't know what you wasu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are forgiven.
Onyame do one for macho.
That is a bigger picture of ourselves.
When you for me to see, I say you who.
And that is what you should focus on.
Now when you are there, what say we do when you see so?
In the New Testament, we do rejoice in our performance.
Now we are powerful from the enemy. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't care whether you cast out the devils in His name.
Now I from you say we do abon sanfu when you do.
Whether the performance was in His name.
Say me, I will yeah, no yeah, when you do.
No, it is in the person of Jesus.
Now my name yes, me sumu.
Now we rejoice. Look at
Philippians 3:1-3.
Philippians 3:1-3. He did not say rejoice in a blessing. He did not say rejoice that the devils went out in my name.
sun say wutu abonsan fun omo ko wo mi di.
He says, look at the sun. And rejoice in him. Look at verse 3. For we are the circumcision.
Talking
about us in the New Testament. We worship God in the Spirit. We worship God in the Spirit. And we rejoice in Christ Jesus. Not rejoicing in a breakthrough. Not rejoicing in a gargantuan works for the Lord. Not rejoicing in the person of Jesus. And have no confidence in the flesh. In other words, our faith is in Jesus. And our faith or our confidence is not in our works, that is the flesh. Because in talking about the flesh, Paul went on to talk about concerning zeal, persecuting the church in the name of God, just trying to kill the saints in the name of God and doing wonderful things. I'm a Pharisee and a son of a Pharisee and things like that. He says that we don't have confidence in that. We don't rejoice in that. In the New Testament, we worship God in the Spirit and we rejoice in the person of Jesus Christ.
Now, but say Paul say, "Now my wife and me say, oh, me papa ya falasi ni, Jew for me ni na midiso. Now when yami akawa na pamu ni na midiso. Ose ni ni na ewasa uma wenije. Now mama wasa uma wenije. Esam baby a uje mam Christoso."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at chapter 4, verse 4.
Uma yeshe ti na
the same Philippians.
Philippo 4 uma wa.
Rejoice. In what? That the devils are subject to you in my name. Look, Jesus corrected that thing. He said, look, it's okay, it's wonderful, but don't rejoice in these works. Rejoice in the spiritual position that you have in me. Look at me and see yourself in me. Rejoice in the Lord.
Now we'll see. Ma wani ni ewo Christ mo enye se wo ma wani ati woni awa ya anade a ikunimdi a wanya medi ama wo mo wankase ma wani ni se wutumutu abonsamfo ma wani ni se wo kase wo bi kebi uyo kokoko da bi na ma wo se ma wani ni ewo wanya mi mu se de wo hu hu ewo Christ mo.
Let's move on. Number two. God sees you as Christ. God sees you as Christ.
Now when you know what to say Christo.
Because Jesus took your place spiritually.
As I said, Christo, susumono obeye won si anemu.
And you took his place spiritually.
And I also far Christo si anemu.
1 John chapter 4 verse 17.
Yohane nwoma edikan na hana ye yefi.
Let's all go there.
Yohane nwoma edikan.
1 John is getting to the end of the Bible.
Now we are ko
chapter 4 verse 17. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. Wow. It's exciting. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands and begin to bless him. Oh, just rejoicing him. Bless him. Bless him. Oh, no, I'm not talking about you getting up in the morning. No, that's a common denominator for everybody. Bless him for the spiritual position that he has placed you in. Lift up your hands.
Bless him.
Bless him. Oh, yes. See the way that God sees you. Oh, yes, have that vision. Because you are going to become what you see. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 John chapter 4, verse 17. The Bible says, wow, thank you, Jesus. Love has been perfected among us in this. God has loved us with a perfect love, and this is the sign. It is in this that we can say that God has loved us with a perfected love. I will show you the sign.
Now, onyami adoye wado papa wado sunkubiso. Now, watseye nyentia anadia ejia wama sa wado na wadoye enu.
And he tells about the effect of This love, God loved us even before He describes that love.
Now, Otreye, Sawa Dona Wenyami Ediboye no Nehufaso.
He says that this way God has loved us is supposed to make us bold in the day of judgment.
Wasi Sawa Dona Wenyami Ediboye no. Ebetunia Mayenya Yabinaku Kudu Ewa Emra.
He has loved us in a such a manner that we can approach the Holy God, and we approach Him with boldness. How is it possible?
Na sawa dona wadia doye no ebetumi amayenya kukudro na yakowo nyamienim ewo kunim diesu.
I came to tell somebody that during the judgment you approach the judgment throne with boldness, and I will show you how you can do that.
Na meba sawa tia sese sate muda nusu na wanyamiti na bedwa numa mu a wuye Kristo ni wanyamidi sa dona dono ubetumi akowo nyamia hiwa nenim wa akukudro.
He says because as He is.
O se sebi
as Jesus is,
Christo,
so are we in this world.
Yesu yeti wa sasa asiso.
In other words, the way Jesus Christ looks at like right now,
Yesu wati sisi ali,
is the way that we look like before the Lord. And because of that, we can go to the judgment and we will not be afraid. And it is all because of the perfect love God showed towards you. I don't think you understand what I'm talking about. Yeah, I don't think you get what I'm saying. I wonder, are you a believer in Jesus? Or you are in 2012, but you believe in your performance.
Now, I feel a woman.
Do you believe that He took your place?
Now, would you say, I know before who baby I would hear now?
And by the way that you see yourself,
now I know, yes, I can't mean I was a wolf.
If that is the way you see yourself, you will have boldness in the day of judgment. You will walk just like Jesus Christ will walk, because His performance has been imputed upon you. Jesus didn't sin when He came on earth. Yet in the Hebrew, the Bible says that all our iniquity was made to meet on Him. He didn't sin, but He was made sin. You don't become righteous by what you do. You become righteous the way Jesus Christ became sin. That somebody's righteousness, somebody's immaculate performance is taken and put upon you. And look at yourself. Jesus will look at Himself on the cross. I never fornicated. I never taught bad thoughts. I never disobeyed God. But here am I sin. Similarly, you can look at yourself and say that I never worked for God. I never said any right thing. I never even preached. But how come I am made righteous? It's a spiritual transfer. And that is the love of God. The Bible says in Colossians 1:12 that thanks be to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Holy people, their inheritance, we are qualified for it. How come? Because we are depending upon the qualification. The immaculate 100% obedience of Jesus is what we believe in. We intently acknowledge it. And the grace moves into our lives. That's how come we don't rejoice in our performance, but in Him. Paul said, rejoice in the Lord. And in case you think I didn't, I've mixed up well, again, I'm saying to you, rejoice. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Now you can say, "Eya na ya kase wo Kristo mu ya trene fo aya na eya din say ya beti ase. Yesu obo wi ase mu aya bone. Na su babu ma ya ti ase se ye bu ni se du boye ni. Onyame de yamfumu nyina egu ni so. Eni ti Yesu be ye di boye ni. Se Yesu otumi abaye di boye ni obo a wonya bone dia. Eni na ye culture se yesu ti ni ye no wode ama o esa se wonu be ye adiboye ni no no fa wo ba mi na e ma de ne ti ni ye no ode ma o enu ti ye ka se wo ti ni ye ni enye nyoma pa bi a wa ye enye se enye wa pa bi a wo ye da bi na mo mo yesu na dum ni na se ni enu so djuma ye ya onu be ye si ana mu ma wo no fa wo de no enu ne ma wo be ye otini ni enu ti ma enu ni se o se ma nya papa ma mo pa ye mpe wa che ma nya kom chine ma sum wanyame ma nya bibia da mi nya trini ni da ba ya no wasa wa ya trini ni se yesu ye de ye bonu gu ni so dia ene no de ne trini ye egu so ene nti na paul ka se me nua christopher mo ma ye ninje ewo nyame mu adentia esa se wanyame ama christo be ye yesi ene mu waso ye bonu ni ye fini ya ketu enyina egu yesu so ene wo de yesu ase ye mu enti ye jina ye ye yesu ena yesu eyeye enu ti sa kristo etumi enante wo akokudu mu ewo onyame ahunwa nanu mu dia ya be ye yesu si enamu ena yesu ya be ye akokudu wo atemu no enim ya nante ti sa kristo esa se ye yesu bi enu ti nya sadie mu wo mu se onyame di yesu atumu wo ye yesu na nya sajije no fanante.
That is why if a believer prays, there is 100% answer to the prayer. And you know why? Because there is a synchronization of your prayers and the prayers of Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25. It meets before the Lord. And God looks at Jesus in dealing with you. He doesn't look at you. He doesn't look at what you have done, gargantuan works. He looks at Jesus. There is no way you can bypass Jesus and have faith in what you have done for the Lord. It is an affront of the cross. That is why he says, whatever thing that happens, remember the blood. He said that when I see the blood, I will pass over you. He didn't say when I see your holiness. He didn't say when I see how dedicated you are to the things of God. You come to church early and you arrange things. Then I will pass over you. Yes. You can boast in all of these works that you did in the name of the Lord. But never let it eclipse the fact that Jesus Christ and his blood should be what you look at. Should be the bigger picture. Hallelujah. Every time God has to answer your prayer, he looks at Jesus before he can do it. You to look at the bigger picture of you. That's Jesus Christ in your life. You began in him and see your end in him. You are completely covered. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.